Hello, I would like to move to agenda paper 6. This is just a revision of the proposed tentative agenda decision that we came up with at the January 2011 meeting. If you remember, at that time, the committee analyzed a request to clarify the guidance in IS 8 regarding the use of management judgment in developing and applying accounting policies when an issue is not specifically addressed by IFRSs. The committee at that time decided not to take the agenda, the issue to its agenda, and will approve this tentative agenda decision. And we exposed this decision. We only received two comment letters, and the comment letters are just suggesting some wording changes that we decided to include some of them. So the proposed final agenda decision is in Appendix A of this paper, and we are asking you if you agree with the final wording.
Anybody object? Andrew?
No, I don't object, but as Peter has started tinkering with the wording, I just read it again, and in that second paragraph where we say it needs to use judgment and adopt all aspects of the IFRS that are applicable to the particular issue. You could read that, if you wanted to, perhaps, to say it needs to use judgment, full stop, and adopt all aspects of the IFRS that are applicable to the particular issue, which I think was the very issue that we were debating as to whether it needs to adopt all and every aspect of the IFRS. So I just wonder whether we mightn't get the better sense of what I thought we agreed, if we said it needs to use its judgment in adopting or to adopt all aspects of the IFRS that are applicable to the particular issue.
Or in applying?
Yeah, or in applying or in adopting, I don't know.
The type of example, I think, Ruth, you gave an example of the IFRS 3. If you analogise for contingent consideration, do you have to pick up the acquisition cost, for example? So I would assume that's the type of thing you want to make sure it's clear in here.
Okay, look at that, and then if you think it can be improved,
yes,
circulate that. Mm-hmm. And can you also follow the Canadian's recommendation and use a capital E in estimates in the title?
Oh, yes.
That shows if we read their letters. All right, shall we, that's confirmed on that basis.